Dr. Summer, Roy Dick Dick, from Mr. Joe Burton, B-U-R-T-O-N, first of all, J-O-E. Today's date is 1/14/2013. Patient, his chief complaint is number one, he's got a cold. Number two, runny nose, sinus congestion, post-nasal drip, nasal congestion. Number two, confusion and memory loss is getting worse per wife. Patient's only taking the mendafamum twice a day. Number three, he's hard of hearing. Number four, dementia vascular versus Alzheimer's type. Number five, osteoporosis has finished 2 years of Forteo. Prior to that, he was taking Beneva. Number six, hyperlipidemia. Number seven, hypothyroidism. Number eight, status post CVA 10/22/2012, had a right cerebellar infarct. Number nine, carotid plaque disease. No evidence of obstruction on 10/22/2012. Number 10, left atrial enlargement, mitral regurgitation, diastolic dysfunction, tricuspid regurgitation, pulmonary insufficiency, aortic valve atherosclerosis. Number 11, T-spine compression fracture. Number 12, right bundle branch block. Number 13, hypothyroidism. Number 14, history of prostate cancer, treated with surgical removal of his prostatectomy. Number 16, colon polyps. Number 17, internal hemorrhoids. Number 18, abdominal adhesions. Number 19, COPD. Number 20, cholecystectomy. Number 21, hernia repair times 2. Number 21, right shoulder surgery, torn rotator cuff. Patient comes to the clinic with the aforementioned problems. Going to restart his Crestor 20 mm QHS. So it increases the Minda 10 mm Q day in the morning for 1 week at 10 milligrams, then 5 milligrams a night for 1 week, then go to 10 milligrams twice a day. Then I give him Aricept 5 milligrams QHS. We'll also add Serifolin NAC 1 puke a day. Recommend low salt, low cholesterol diet, increase exercise. He's compliant with his cholesterol medications. I recommend increased exercise. We'll decrease the aspirin to 81 milligrams. Continue Plavix at 75 milligrams a day and aspirin at 81 milligrams a day. We'll go ahead and write him some Beneva 150 Q month as well, period. Patient has any nausea, vomiting, fever, chills, headache, dizziness, blurred vision, chest pain, but frequency of dysuria, melanomatic QGA, constipation, no sore throat, ear, nose, no focal motor sensitive deficits, no skin rashes, skin lesions, no abdominal pain. Patient is hard of hearing and has got some confusion and memory loss, which is getting worse. Hopefully the changes in his medicines will make an improvement, period. Also check his TSH level on 9/5/2012. His TSH is 7.150. End of dictation.